The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." And then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store all my crops." Then he said, "I'll do this. I will put down my barns and build larger ones. And then I'll store all my grains and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So I have a brother who I learned recently was born about a month before Rick was born. So he's my younger brother. And I absolutely adored my father. He was a great man. I learned a lot from him. He left us about 10 years ago, unfortunately. But he thought, you know, with my brother and I, that he needed to take us hunting, because that's what boys did. Now, my dad knew a lot. He didn't know a thing about hunting. But we got up before dawn, you know, like you're supposed to. Got out some spot in the woods. I don't know. Somebody told him about this spot, and I don't really remember the details. But we sat there for pretty much all morning. We didn't have any distractions. It was just the three of us with this time in the woods. Quiet, except for the birds. I think the only thing we killed that morning was some cans of Vienna sausage. That was pretty much it. But I asked my dad years later, I said, "Do you remember that morning out in the woods? We didn't kill a thing." He said, "Yeah, I remember we didn't kill anything, but we had a great time together." So that story, I think, puts in my focus anyway. What's really important? And it reminds us that what's truly important isn't always urgent or flashy or even productive. What matters is being present, being together. And I was reminded of that story from reading our gospel today. And so I chose again as our bumper sticker for this week the same one we had a couple of weeks ago. Attending to what matters most. Our world is obsessed with accumulating more stuff, more success, more security. But how do we keep our hearts focused on what truly matters? This week's gospel, particularly when it's paired with Paul's address about greed in Colossians, confronts us with a tension we all feel.
the pull toward worldly possessions, but the call to orient our lives toward what lasts. In a moment of grief or joy or stillness or loss, we discover again what truly matters: relationships, presence, faith, and grace. Jesus' parable invites us to reevaluate the direction of our lives, not when it's too late, but now, in the very middle of our living. Our section of Luke, in Luke 12, Jesus is really interrupted by someone demanding justice over his inheritance. "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." Now, it wasn't uncommon in those days to go to someone who was viewed in authority to settle disputes. But Jesus used this as a springboard to warn against greed and to tell the parable of the wealthy landowner, a man who mistakes his good fortune as justification for hoarding. Listen closely to the rich man's language. "What should I do? For I have no place to store all my crops. I will say to my soul, you have ample goods." It's an echo chamber of self. 11 times in 3 verses, he refers to himself. There's no mention of others. There's no mention of God. He's built bigger barns, but a smaller soul. Remember the story of Joseph from the Old Testament? He too stored up grain, but it was for the good of a nation. The rich man hoards. Joseph prepared to share. One saves many, the other saves only for himself and ends up lost. And then God's words, "You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" The word "demanded" is often used for a loan being recalled. His very life, it turns out, was never truly his own. He thought he owned his time, his wealth, even his soul. But he forgot that the most important truth: it all belongs to God. Paul's letter to the Colossians brings further clarity. "Set your minds on things that are above." And then he gives you a list of things not to put your mind on. And he ends with greed. Greed isn't just a bad habit. It's idolatry. It's a false worship. A rival God demanding our loyalty. Beginning with Basil the Great and many of our church fathers, they taught that wealth is given by God not so we can build bigger barns, but so that we can build up the body of Christ. St. Ambrose put it plainly: "The things we cannot take with us are not truly ours. What matters most then is not what we store, but what we share. Not the size of our barns, but the size of our hearts. Not what we keep, but what we give." So how do we attend to what matters most in life? We begin by paying attention. Attention to what we worship, to what preoccupies our minds, to what we assume will bring security. Many of us live like the rich man, planning for decades without asking deeper questions about meaning, call, and purpose. And in our grief or joy, life reminds us, say when a friend dies unexpectedly, a child returns home, a shared meal can heal old wounds. These are holy interruptions, and Jesus stands in the middle of them reminding us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Remember our baptismal covenant. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace and respect the dignity of every human being? Friends, these are not extra credit questions. They're the heart of our Christian life. Let us not be distracted by many things. Let us instead choose the better part. So here's your homework for the week. Reflect on what consumes your thoughts. Is it rooted in fear or greed or faith? Reset your spiritual compass by carving out space to sit with God in quiet each day. Reorient your giving, time, talent, treasure, toward helping others, especially those in grief or need. I still remember that day hunting with my father, even though we never killed a thing except those Vienna sausages. I remember it because we were there. We were fully present. He gave me what mattered most, his time, his attention, his presence. In today's gospel, Jesus is doing the same. He's not giving us more to do. He's calling us to be more fully present to God, to others, and to ourselves. The man in the parable had everything except what really mattered. May that never be said of us. May we build not barns, but relationships. May we accumulate not things, but grace. May we learn to offer the most powerful gift, our loving, listening presence, attending to what matters most. Amen.